Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging, written by Joker in Disguise, read by Little Black Ghost. New York City, 1960. Frank cursed when he hit the pavement. Fuck, motherfucker. He rolled over, away from the small pile of trash that had been making the concrete beneath him even more uncomfortable, and stood up. He glanced around him, but he didn't see what he was looking for. The wrong time. Again. Motherfucking son of a bitch. He looked down at the ripped up jeans and Metallica t-shirt he was wearing. Maybe if he made himself scarce, no one would question him. No one would notice that he didn't exactly belong. Once he looked both ways, making sure no one was really paying attention to him, he walked out from the alley into the crowded street, casting one more look behind him. There wasn't anything he could do. He was going to have to wait at least half an hour before he could leave. If he went too soon, there would be a rip in the universe, and he sure as hell wasn't going to take the blame for that again. Last time had been an absolute nightmare. Within 5 minutes, he'd found a bar. He looked up at the sign. Briars. Nothing more, nothing less. It sounded almost promising, something in Frank's gut pulling him forward into the establishment. After a few seconds of standing in the doorway, he finally made his way over to the bar. Within a minute, a beer was sitting in front of him, and he had been reassured that this was the wrong time. Most likely the wrong place. He couldn't believe how stupid he had been. Following a blind hunch like that. Blind faith like that was the worst thing to run after. He should have known better. He watched the clock in silence, letting the other people in the bar fade into the background until they almost didn't exist. Only a few seconds now and he would disappear. They wouldn't even realize he was gone or that he had left. It always worked that way. He glanced down at his watch and smiled to himself. It was time. He closed his eyes and tried to think of a place and time until it was clear in his mind. Then he let himself go. Berlin, 1942. It didn't feel right. Why did Frank come here? It didn't make any sense to himself, but after that time in the bar, it had felt right. Now, he wasn't really sure. Something was off. And that was when he remembered. The war. Of course. But he wouldn't be here. It was almost a wild goose chase. But something had brought him here. Something told him to be here. Although he had sworn off the blind faith, this one had felt right. More than the last time had. Fuck. It had felt like years since this first began. This stupid chase. It wasn't right. It should have been over a long time ago. But that just went to prove how stubborn he was. How stubborn the person he was chasing was. He hadn't even said the name in 2 years. He passed the mirror and stared at it. Wanted to ask his reflection a question. Any question. Whatever it would take to figure this all out. Where the fuck is he? There were voices coming closer to him, so he put his back to the wall, thankful for the shadows that would conceal him. 2 men walked right past him, not even aware that someone was watching them. He sighed when they were gone and looked at his watch. It was almost time. Now he had to come up with a new plan. He needed something new. Somewhere that would make sense this time. There was a flash of a place. It might have been nothing, but the more he concentrated on it, the more it seemed like this could be it. He had been 50 steps behind this whole time, and now he felt like he was about to take a huge leap, to bridge the gap between him and what he had been after for so long. This would be it. He could feel the excitement thrumming through his body. It was almost enough to take his breath away, to know that he was within seconds of this. When the time was right, he took a deep breath, closed his eyes, and thought of where he wanted to go. Battery City, 2019. When he next opened his eyes, he was staring at the interior of a diner. It was deserted, like the landscape around the building. He went to the window and breathed out a harsh breath. He could practically feel the sand filling up his lungs now. He despised this time, after everything went to shit. A long time from his time, when things were just picking up again. This was why he picked this place. He couldn't believe he hadn't thought of it before now. It was so obvious. There were footsteps behind him, stopping a few feet away. It's about time. I've been here a whole day waiting for you. That took Frank by surprise. Why did you wait that long? Frank turned around in time to see Gerard shrugging his shoulders. I'm tired of running. I miss my family. I miss... Gerard shook his head, and Frank couldn't help but stare at his new hair colour. Bright red. It suited him. Does this mean you're giving yourself up? It had been years now. ever since he had gotten the call telling him that he was to pursue Gerard Way, through time and space, whatever it took, it was imminent that he found him. Gerard had murdered three men that had apparently taken away his mother and father. Frank couldn't blame him. He was sure he would kill for his own parents, but that didn't matter. He was with the police force, hundreds of years from now, and he was supposed to bring Gerard in. They went way back, best friends when they were growing up, lovers when they were just teenagers, both completely enamoured with the other. And now, approaching the 30s, they were struggling with each other. Gerard was running and Frank was running after him. He knew the feeling of guilt, despair, and almost anguish in his chest was stupid, but some part of him couldn't ignore it. He was still in love with Gerard, after all this time. It took him a few moments for him to realise that he was staring down at his feet. When he glanced back up, Gerard was right in front of him. Gerard's eyes were wide, searching Frank's for something. Frank wasn't sure what he found, but eventually Gerard said, "You feel it too." "Feel what?" And then Gerard was kissing him. It was so simple, and it took everything out of Frank in 1 second. He felt like he couldn't breathe, like this was the best thing to happen in years. And then Gerard was pulling back and staring at him. "Let's run. Together." "What do you mean?" "I mean, let's not go back. We can even go back for a brief second for Mikey. Take him with us. I'll say goodbye to Elena, and then we'll be out of there. Just us three. Until they realise what we've done, and then our trail will be too messed up for them to notice." Gerard looked so hopeful. Frank was surprised to find himself putting his hand out to rest his palm against Gerard's cheek. He was about to object. This didn't make sense. He couldn't just give up everything he had for someone he hardly knew anymore. For someone he used to love more than life itself. Gerard pushed him up against the wall of the diner, tangling his hands in the front of Frank's shirt. "Just say yes." His lips were on Frank's then, his tongue in Frank's mouth, making Frank forget every reasonable excuse he had to say no. When Gerard pulled away, Frank's hands falling from the bright red hair to Gerard's shoulders, he knew what he was going to say. It was what he had been waiting to say for so long. He couldn't let this go now. He wouldn't let his stupid feelings get in the way of what he had wanted all along. He pulled Gerard back to him, his fingers running over his leather jacket, and brought him in for one more kiss. Gerard smiled at him nervously, the expression so familiar, a tale of long ago, that Frank almost felt sick with longing. For 1 second, there wasn't anywhere else he wanted to be. Frank pulled Gerard even closer and whispered one word in his ear. "Yes." The end.